Yeah, so I don't ever, like, when I get the sandwich, when I get, say, a gyro or whatever, I always take...
It's gyros.
Gyros. Whenever I get the gyros, what
gyros!
I do is, I take... I don't ever put the sauce on it.
Yeah.
I'll just take the sandwich itself. And I don't like onion on it either, because that fucking onion...
Because it's always shitty, like, well, white onions that make your fucking nose
cry. It's hot. It's, like, really hot.
I know.
And it's not... It's just not flavorful. All it does is just make your breath smell even worse. Like, exponentially worse. So
and
what
I already
I
have
is,
bad dental
exactly,
hygiene. So
bad
my
dental
bad,
hygiene.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus garlic gyros. And then add in the white hot onions.
Right.
And you're basically... Everybody that you talk to for the rest of the day looks like the guy in fucking Raiders of the Lost Ark. Their face just melting just away. It's like... Like, so anyway, take that sandwich and I fold up the meat and the pita, but then I take the tzatziki sauce with the like fork or
yeah,
whatever,
right, whatever.
And then I slather just enough for the bite.
Yeah. 2-3 gallons.
Bite that one piece and then go to the next and then keep doing. So I don't ever slather that shit on the, cause that's just sloppy and gross. And I do the same thing with Reuben's, which is an amazing sandwich.
I want a Reuben right
now. Reuben sandwich is probably the perfect sandwich. But
it's a faultless sandwich.
They take – whenever I get it, they're always like, I'm going to put as much fucking Thousand Island on this thing. And it's just sopping in it. So I just ask it for without. And then they cook the Reuben. It's nice and crispy when it comes off the grill. And then I take the Reuben and I slather on a tiny bit on the – a lot on
yeah,
that.
Sure.
Like
yeah.
a quarter like, of a gallon right. on each bite.
It's a gentle spritzing of
what
Thousand
I do
Island
is what I do is I take a shooter of the Reuben and then I do a chaser of Thousand Island.
Thousand Island.
Yeah, so that's how it works.
I will legitimately eat a Reuben until my mouth is bleeding. Like I'll get a
which
Reuben
is, which is like two bites of a Reuben.
Right. Yeah. They come to you like and the Reuben is actually my go-to. Like when I travel for work, I'll almost always like
sure,
I'll go to Yelp, I'll find a pub. Like
yeah, yeah. Pub and a Reuben. Yeah. You can't go wrong.
And it's like I'm gonna sit, I'm gonna have some beers, I'm gonna have a Reuben, yeah. but they'll serve that motherfucking sandwich to you and it's 11,500 goddamn degrees, and then the bread is toasted. So it's
yeah.
like a sandpaper anger
right.
bread.
Sure.
And you're just like it's so hot you can barely hold it.
Yeah.
The bottom of it, like you say, is like dripping and falling apart. And
you
just
can't.
Have to eat it as fast
no,
as you can.
No, you can't. You could let it sit.
You're out of your fucking mind.
You could let
a Reuben sit.
You could let it sit until it comes
what
down to
somebody else ate it.
What if somebody
came by
before you stuff it in your goddamn mouth?
What if I had to fight some
God
fucking perfect
damn.
Stranger?
You're like a fucking. You're like an appliance on the Flintstones. You're like one of those like storks that they stuff all the food in. You're like the food processor
I
on
seriously,
the Flintstones.
I never wait for my. I still.
Yeah, that's the
I never
stupidest
wait for
thing
my
you
food
do.
To cold. No,
I know. Is, I watch you.
All,
I watch you eat pizza. Whenever I see you eat pizza, we order pizza, and everybody's sitting there waiting. Everybody's like
they're
it's the,
waiting.
It's
they waited
the wait,
for the
it's
pizza.
It's the waiting period
the waiting
before you
period
can eat the pizza.
Expired when the pizza
it sets
arrived.
Down on the table, and this is not when you get delivered pizza because when you get delivered pizza, it's never that hot. It's
yeah,
never okay. hot enough to burn your fucking mouth. It's always like oh, your body like whatever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's like you're talking like I put it in the oven like a tombstone.
Or when we go out like somewhere and we're going to order a pizza,
sure,
we order the pizza,
right, yeah.
And whenever it gets to the table, it's out of the oven for 40 seconds.
Yes.
And you take a piece in your hand and then you hot potato it and then just open your mouth and it falls in your mouth. And then you're like, oh, go. And then you're trying to like breathe. You have the open mouth chew breathe, which
yes.
is you chew once and then you go, and then you chew again. You go,
yeah,
chew,
because that fucking thing's hot.
Chew. And so you're constantly like recirculating the air
yes.
over the top of your, yeah.
What else am I supposed to do?
Wait 20
I already
seconds.
Waited. I already, look, here's the thing. If we go out for pizza, I had to wait to get to the pizza place.
Right.
Then I had to wait to place my order.
I forgot.
Then I had to
You're
wait
right.
while they made the pizza.
You're right. I forgot.
That could take minutes.
Yeah. It could take up to minutes. Yes.
When the pizza arrives, yeah. it's not waiting time,
it's
motherfucker.
True.
It's
true.
Eating
it's
time. What? Waiting for something to cool down? What are you fucking high? Waiting for food. My mouth will grow back new skin cells. I don't give a shit.
It's proven it time
right.
and time and time
this,
again.
This mouth's yeah. like, I'm just going to fucking... Eventually,
yeah.
it's like, I have burnt my mouth so much, I'm going to get skin cancer of the face. It's like a doctor's going to look and be like, do you chew?
Yeah,
or like, what
yeah.
kind of... And it'd be like, well, yeah, I chew fucking super hot
yeah.
food because I'm impatient and fat.
Did you like eat out a bunch of hookers or something? Like, what did you do to your face?
They don't judge yeah. me. Who would eat out a hooker?
Speaking of eating out hookers,
wait a
you
minute.
Know, there's some things that never cool down like Hot Pockets, though.
They
like,
don't.
No matter what you do, no matter what you do, you could let it sit there for 45 minutes.
Because it has no way for the steam to escape.
I could microwave one in my house, put it in the car, drive out here to Glory Hole Studios, get out of the car, bring it in, hand it to you. You'd put it in your mouth and you'd burn your mouth.
You know, it's actually true that Hot Pockets are a Canadian safety food. So what they'll do is they'll microwave one to regular temperature and put it in their car. And if their car breaks down on the side of the cold Arctic Canadian road, they can tuck it into their suit jacket, their coat pocket something and warm them back up. True.
You know what? Actually, up there, too, the St. Bernards have them around their neck. So you have, they have buckets of Hot Pockets right around their neck. You just open. They just come right up.
Bernards fight them. There's just all these St. Bernards with bite marks around their necks. It's like somebody's looking at the St. Bernard kettle like, why do we thought this through?
Why do we keep putting Hot Pockets on their neck?
We go through more St. Bernard this way. It takes so long to get You're stranded in Canada. They just bring you a Hot Pocket. It's the worst food. It's such a terrible food.
You just be like,
just let me die. Just let me die.
No, I'd rather be dead than eat a Hot Pocket.
Oh, my God.